Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Julie on the email.
Julie, hi.
Has a, her best friend, 10-year-old daughter, named Emerson. E-M-M-E-R-S-O-N.
See, I'm not, you ruined it by saying she's 10 years old.
So oh, yeah. I can't I'll make never any jokes. Be able to look at her the same way again.
Oh. We've ruined that. Damn it.
Well, when she's 18, we'll call her that.
Yeah. And she wanted to confirm Craig's little, he read a pot study about women and pot and sex.
And how smoke a little dope, get a little horny, right?
Yeah, everything's better.
Yeah. Until it's not. Because Craig said it's always a fine line. You're too buzzed.
Yeah, she reacted well. She found her dose.
Yeah, they say too much is too much.
Yeah.
A little bit is enough.
Just enough.
That does not go against my usual philosophy. Or, I'm sorry, that does go against my usual philosophy.
Indeed. You've probably been too high to have sex
before. Does the old adage apply? You don't get off unless you cough.
With sex?
With sex or weed.
You're pushing too hard if you're coughing.
Yeah.
Back off a little bit.
Because I read something the other day refuting that, saying you're going to be ingesting the same kind of smoke, same amount of smoke anyway.
Yeah, I always had coughing, man.
And there's no sense in holding it in. We've all been trained from a very young age, if you started at a very young age, to hold that head in.
Yeah. Do you guys still do that? Because I don't smoke like you guys.
Of course I do.
All right.
Well, we learned that you're not.
Yeah. It's just instinct. But now I'm reading that, it really doesn't matter.
It's got to be in your lungs to begin with. First of all, to get high, you just could pop it right back out.
Right, and what you exhale is what you don't need, right? I mean, I know that, if you hold it in longer, my friends have told me that you blow out less smoke.
Right.
So you would think you're absorbing more, but what you're exhaling is all trash anyway, so really it doesn't matter if there's a lot of smoke out or a little smoke out, right?
That's what I've been reading.
Is that the theory?
Yeah.
So try it. Don't hold it in for about a week. See what happens.
Oh, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but it's just instinct to hold it in. Yeah. And I've always been, I believe
stuff,
in the old adage, you don't get off unless you cough, because.
With sex or smoking weed again?
Both.
And drinking. Yeah. And drinking, mainly.
But I seem to catch a bigger buzz if I take a too big a hit and start coughing. And it seems to
might be. Obviously, it might just be.
Well, here's the reason for that.
You took
blood
a big
flow
hit.
To the head?
Blood flow to the head.
Okay.
Man. To the head. That makes sense. Yeah, you start coughing hard, you know how you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Don't smoke pot!
Too late.
I thought it might have something to do with that.
But once again, they told you it doesn't mean anything, right? So we have to...
Science has said, and we did this a few years ago, so it's been a while.
You don't need to cough, right?
That holding it in... for very long at all really is negligible, because you get everything you're gonna get in the first
first hit
as
your system, right?
Yeah, the first second or
whatever. If you hold it in,
the cough, that's good then, because coughing sucks.
It seems to hit you quicker.
Hold your breath for a minute.
You're holding your breath. That's why.
Same deal.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. So it's not necessarily weed that's giving you that momentary feeling.
Yeah.
It's the holding your breath.
Yeah. You gotta believe in science.
I do.
I don't wanna.
Well, just don't hold it in.
Well, I don't care as long as I'm getting high. It's not how fast you get high.
It's how high you get fast.
Yeah.
That was it, Tyler.
Yep, nailed it.
That made more sense
of that Moen commercial.
No.
I hate that Moen commercial. I still understand it. I'm not going to even try to figure it out. Hate it. Hate it, along with the beeping stupid Baker Mayfield commercial.
Yeah,
because my dog freaks. I have to change the channel every time I start that comes on right now.
I still haven't seen that.
Dog's gonna run right into a window or something.
Just, that sound is just
I finally saw it on Sunday.
And you'll hear it throughout the room. My wife heard it out of the room, and the dog freaked out. She goes, "I think there was one of the carbon dioxide detector."
Well,
I said, "I was just talking about this morning." I said, "No, it's that stupid commercial."
No, I totally buy into the philosophy of the mowing commercial, because it's not.
It's how,
how fast you mow.
It's how fast you mow high.
Yeah. Or how well.
How high you mow.
Fast.
There it is.
How high you mow.
How high you mow.
There you go.
We talk about grass
mowing. High you mow. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns hosting the Steelers tonight.
Yeah, they play tonight. Cleveland favor.
Cleet Blakeman game of the week.
Oh, he's working tonight?
Screw you, Cleet. I'm going to yell that 5 times today.
You might have to.
But he helps me out in my personal life a lot, so thank you, Cleet.
Which well, kind of matters more.
That much matters. Well, I don't know. We'll find out. He'll test my loyalty tonight.
If you get mad, you fire off a text to me and push saying, your boy Cleet.
Nope.
Right.
Your boy Cleet. No, I'm going to save that for tomorrow morning. Your boy Cleet.
Your boy Cleet blew that one.
It's very possible he could blow one.
Pittsburgh won 4 in a row.
Yeah, it's a tough game tonight, though, because they're away for the first. They won 3 straight home, and they got to play Cleveland.
And Cleveland's been a mess, so you think at some point they got enough talent to
put four quarters together. They have the talent.
And the way you defend Baker Mayfield is you have one of the
Baker Mayfield, I think he stands for.
You have one of the safeties sound like a smoke detector.
That's right.
Whose battery is going
That's right, distracting.
Look for it in his house.
Boop. It's a good idea.
In his house.
Right, he's just got to say, boop, somewhere in the middle of the snap count.
You see the fans are ripping him for asking them to be quiet.
Yeah, he's just
on a third down play.
A mess because they've been talking the whole day yesterday on the NFL. We're talking about all he's doing is talk about last week. And they said, you got to concentrate on this week. Steve Young just ripped him.
Yeah,
he did.
Basically just said, that. you got to move forward,
like,
dude.
This is the NFL,
This isn't college anymore. You know?
No, people they don't want excuses.
No.
Yeah, and
they don't want any excuses. No, nobody wants excuses.
Right,
that was a great line.
Steve Long, Steve Young had a good rap.
Steve Long's a cool name, though.
Long. Steve Long. It's hilarious.
You all right, Todd?
Yeah.
You could be stroking out.
Try again.
Don't hold in the smoke anymore.
He talked like a quarterback and a lawyer.
And at the same time.
Yeah, because he said that there's mitigating circumstances.
That was a great bit.
That was a great
reality. And people don't want to hear the excuses. They don't want to hear that there's a million mitigating circumstances.
At the end of the day.
Every situation. You just got to be, as a quarterback.
Not the pros.
Yeah, as a leader, you got to step up and say, hey, that was on me.
Yeah.
You don't say, oh,
be quiet,
crowd.
Cleveland fans.
The crowd was noisy, and then the smoke
somebody barked.
And the smoke detector was beeping.
And I had the pressure of having to vacuum with that dustbuster.
And I had to go get Emily a straw for her iced tea. No, they don't want to hear that crap.
Right. Yeah.
Keep yelling at them.
Yeah, my bad.
Right.
And people will accept that.
Hey, we got to be better.
What'd you call him originally?
Steve Long.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Long.
Don't smoke pot. Yeah.
Steve Long.
Oh, you called him Steve Long.
Yeah,
that's
Steve
even
Long.
Better.
Right. That is even better.
Yeah, we were talking about.
I think that's Steve Long. I'm thinking you're watching some movie I don't know about.
Long.
Okay.
Rhymes with young.
Right.
Run.
And you hold the smoke in your lung for a long time. Apparently, it doesn't matter how long.
No,
you
it
hold
doesn't.
The smoke in your lung anymore.
Science. All these years.
Science. Who knew?
Now, Mike Tomlin, what a job he's done.
Coach of the year, if it keeps continuing.
Well, I mean, at this point,
four, man.
He would get my vote. Absolutely. Yeah. A lot can happen between here and there, but the defense looks great. And Mike Tomlin, the third active winningest coach. So, like,
what's his face in Belichick, obviously, right?
Right. Belichick, Andy Reid, and then Tomlin and Pete Carroll are tied.
Okay.
Now, I bring this up because this day in 93, Don Shula won. He passed George Halas, who is like an old OG coach.
Yep.
And this was Don Shula's 31st year.
Yeah.
That's a long time coaching. He ended up winning 328, so he's still the all-time winningest. Belichick has, 269 wins, so he's got however many that I don't do math.
Oh, he's not going to catch. He's not going
to
catch Shula.
Well, he'd have to coach for what's? I need the math there, and I can do the season.
Let's do the math.
328 minus 269.
Yeah, I'm holding in over here.
730. So that's almost 60 wins, probably. So that's four or five seasons for him.
If they keep 59 more wins.
Yeah.
So that's four.
I don't think he's hanging around that long.
He might get there. So you got Shula, Halas, Belichick, Tom Landry, Curly Lambeau, Paul Brown, then finally Andy Reid.
And by the way, think about that, though, too, because Shula coached 12 games a year for years.
13.
And then 14. Obviously, you're counting games in playoffs.
Oh, Yeah.
But he also coached the Colts.
12-game regular
Dolphins,
season,
right.
14-game regular season. Same with George Halas, Tom Landry, Curly Lambeau. Paul, those are
old game. Might even be less than 12 games.
Very possible.
The earliest I remember was 12 games. Then it was 14. Yeah.
So this started – the more I was looking at this list, I mean, then you got Schottenheimer – Chuck Knoll, Dan Reeves. I mean, you got to go. There are only two active coaches in the top 25 of all-time NFL
tough
wins.
To keep your gig, man.
It is. Yeah. And that was kind of the point. I mean, Pete Carroll's never going to get there. He's 70 years old.
That might be DiMaggio kind of thing, you know. Well, actually, not DiMaggio anymore. It's it might be history.
Lou Gehrig?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe DiMaggio. Hey,
this might. Yeah. Nobody's probably going to catch. Unless Belichick catches.
Belichick looks to be the only guy with a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the young coaches. So Tomlin, 130. So he needs 200 wins.
He ain't going to stick around that long.
Mike McCarthy has 125. Sean Payton has 125. Mm-hmm. John Harbaugh, 111. John Gruden, 104. Yeah. John Madden, only 103 wins in one Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, synonymous with the greatest coach ever.
He quit
at like 42 years old.
There's too much money and too much pressure to win now in the NFL. They're not going to give somebody 3-4 years just to get all his guys. They got to win now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, plus there's a lot of pressure to even stay in that gig, you know.
Well, Petey, you got to bring up the elephant in the room. The big story.
Which one's that?
The big story.
Kupernick?
We have a new mascot, a new nickname for Wichita's AAA baseball team. They're the Marlins affiliate, are they not? I don't recall.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It's important. I don't recall. So we want to welcome the Wichita Wind Surge.
No.
I'm not making that up.
They might advertise our buddies at T95 or home there, so I'm not going to give them too much crap, but that's
Wind Surge.
That's a different name.
Yeah. What's their mascot and logo?
It looks like Invisible. A Pegasus. Looks like a horse, a winged horse.
Huh.
And you're right, AAA for the Marlins.
Yeah.
It is wind.
Moving from
the baby
New
cakes.
Orleans. Yeah.
Should have kept the baby cakes.
Ah, well, that's specific to New Orleans.
So's the Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have.
Ask Utah.
And the Lakers.
And the Lakers, right. That's the original one.
It appears
Wind Surge.
Baby cakes.
In the
Wichita Emerson Biggins. How about that? Big sponsor.
Look at the logo. The Pegasus is flying through the W.
And looks like it's farting.
And it appears he's blowing a fart.
It does.
Really? Let me see it.
It totally does. That's the first thing I saw is a Pegasus farting.
Yeah.
There's a little cloud.
That's going to be a big deal. Somebody's going to say, hey, that thing's farting.
Yeah.
That went through layers and layers. Nobody raised their
hand.
How
did that happen?
Said, sir, I know I'm new to the company, but he's farting.
Yeah. Right.
Looks like Windy. I'm sure that's what they'll call it.
Oh, that's a good name.
Looks like Windy's blowing a fart there.
Farts the dog.
Are you Windy?
And farts the dog. That's got a few layers of messed up on that one.
Now some kid's going to dress up like Pegasus and blow farts all over the stadium.
Think of the intimidation when the full house all joins into the Wind Surge chant.
Yeah, that's a fart, people.
Who uses the term Wind Surge?
You watch weather. I don't.
I don't hear that. No, I'm with you, Todd. That.
I'm a weather geek.
Me
and
too.
I watch a lot of AccuWeather.
What
I
did
watch
it be?
A lot of weather
what did
channel.
It be? Because we've been around some naming competitions
I don't
before.
Know.
It had to beat something. But nobody.
What was wrong with the Wingnuts?
The fans never get the boat. Yeah, the Wingnuts.
What was wrong with the Wingnuts?
They should. Yeah, because when that division.
Wasn't that it?
That was their. Their independent team. But now they're.
Oh, is that what that was?
Now they're getting Triple A. Keep the name. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, the Wing. I thought that was a great one.
It's Wind Surge having something to do with plane then?
Oh, I don't know.
That has to
I've never heard that in aviation. I got a little bit of exposure to that.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Pass
that's a good
tests.
Question. Yeah, I thought it had
that's
something
probably,
to do with
yeah, we're just thinking because it's windy in the Midwest, but it might be something to do with the aviation because they still build a lot of planes in Wichita.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Had to beat somebody out.
Thrust.
Right, the wind bag.
Oh, that'd been
Wichita
thrust. Thrust.
Yeah. Wichita thrust.
Perfect. Yeah.
Wichita throttle up.
Yeah. And the Pegasus hips are just moving forward.
Instead of farting.
Instead of farting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like banging the W.
Yeah. Let us know if you're
on
T95, our home in Wichita. We love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, see, the only thing I find when I type in Wind Surge is, that's the new Wichita AAA.
Oh, my God. They're creating a weather term, I guess.
All right. Well, I'll take some
There's
gear.
There's some other words that follow wind that would seem to be a little more natural.
You know, I like the thrust.
The Wichita Wind Chill.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like,
but Windchill seems like a northern team, a real big northern team. And, you know, it's
wind
colder
surge.
Here than
right. The wind bags.
I like the wind bags.
That'd be it. That's it.
You want to sell minor league gear, the goofier the better.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't understand it. And I know our buddies the Storm Chasers advertise, but I thought they missed an opportunity to do something a little cooler than that.
I disagree. Yeah. Maybe that's the thing behind the Pegasus farting. They're trying to sell a few t-shirts.
Yeah. The farting Pegasus.
It's clearly
maybe
a farting Pegasus.
Farty. Farty. Right. Farty the Pegasus.
Now I'm seeing some other logos.
You can use that. We're not going to sue you for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where they eliminated the cloud behind Wendy's ass.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just calling her Wendy.
Ooh, I like that.
Are you sure it's a girl, though? Wendy sounds like a girl.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it have a horn?
No.
Yeah, no horn.
Pegasus doesn't have a horn. Pegasus just has wings.
Go, wind surge.
Our pilot buddy Michael just checked in. He was suggesting the Wichita Walk Bitches.
That's good.
Got an aviation theme to it.
Shut up.
Oh, the Wichita Wind Beneath My Wings.
Thank you, Bette Midler.
It's probably a cease and desist.
Everybody'd sit there and think of the funerals they've been to, like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Another, it's that seventh time.
Inning, seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, it's that
you
time.
You are the wind between my wings. Oh, God. Kill me. All right, what else?
Well, so cool. This Kaepernick thing, man.
When is it? Saturday, right?
It's Saturday, and there's a lot of reports around this, and a lot of people saying that this is a spoof.
Yeah,
this is
spoof.
You know, that they're, or it's a sham, and it's not a real opportunity for him. I mean, there's just a lot of ways to look at it. Yeah. You need in?
I do.
Get
I want to go back to what we were just talking
get
about.
Get in here.
The name for the Wichita team.
Yep. Okay.
Here's the ones that they didn't pick.
Got it.
They didn't pick the River Riders.
I like that.
That's good.
You know, the Arkansas River there.
Right.
They didn't pick the 29ers, playing off the B-29 bomber.
I like
that's
the 29ers.
Good.
Yeah.
Thousands were built in Wichita.
Both of those are better than the Windy Farts.
Absolutely.
What else?
Yeah, I'm not sure why the Doodahs, that's apparently a longtime nickname for Wichita, and they don't know why.
That would sell some shirts and hats.
I never heard the word
doodahs.
Doodah, doodah. Is that Wichita baseball face? Is that in there?
Yeah, that's no. And here's the one that got me.
What?
The lineman.
Oh, on the
of
yes,
course. The Wichita lineman.
Crank out to Glenn Campbell every day at 7. Are they tired of that?
Oh my God, maybe that's it.
They might be just tired of that. Yeah.
And again,
I love that song.
Are there copyright issues with that one?
Glenn Campbell's a state.
You can be a lineman.
Yeah, that's right.
True. That's true. Yeah,
the Wichita,
that can't be patented.
But the Wichita lineman is perfect.
That's good.
Nevertheless,
I would have bought that shirt. The Wichita lineman in a heartbeat. I would have bought that.
We
shirt.
Actually like all of those better
except
right.
the one they chose. Yeah,
right.
yeah. All of them better. Yeah.
And according to the professional pilot, Wind Surge has no aviation
there we go.
No. Connotation.
There
all
we
right.
go.
I've only heard from about 4 different people that's their nickname for a fart.
Yep. Oh, they said the Wind Surge.
That'd be it. They're going to rally around that.
Well, Craig will say that sometime. Welcome the Wichita Wind Surge to.
Yep. I will
to Werner Park in Omaha.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That'll be a crazy day.
Yeah.
A storm chaser and a wind surge in the same place.
And Craig Evans on the PA.
Welcome to all you fart fans out there.
Yeah, that's right. We'd like to welcome all farting
fans. Fart fans made the trip up. We're not just laughing. We laugh at our name, too.
Yeah.
The lineman is so obvious, but so perfect.
Yeah. So this Kaepernick workout this weekend, there'll be a lot of wind there, too, a lot of blowing smoke, really. So it's on a Saturday. Typically, this sort of workout happens on a Tuesday.
Right.
So, and like, there's so many opinions about this, and obviously the Kaepernick thing has been divisive because, or polarizing maybe is a word for it, because he's pretty obviously been blackballed.
Do you think there's something diabolical going on here?
Well, no, yeah. I thought about this. Okay, so it was confusing to me that they had to do this, because any team that wanted to work him out, you know, because as people start conjecturing about what teams will be interested in Kaepernick,
right.
It's like, well, if anybody was, they would have already worked him out. So it was confusing to me. And then I started thinking about it. The perception of a team in, like, on their own merit bringing in Kaepernick would have been terrible. Their fans would have been like, what are we bringing in? You know, you see,
I would love him.
50% of the.
I wish we needed a backup. I'd pick. I hope he'd be a Steeler.
50% of the fans probably.
50%
are going to be asshats about it, and there will be bad perception. So, how do you get around that and still get him an opportunity? You have an NFL sanctioned thing
that's
where any team that wants to see him won't get in trouble with their fans for being there.
Right. No, you're right. That's part of
the. So that's what the deal is.
The NFL's giving him the blessing. I think it's much better for everybody, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, though he was blackballed, they're throwing him a bone in some ways so that teams can work him out without pissing off their fans, basically.
I'm sure he's ready to go. I'm sure he's in shape, man.
And if you're him and you've been sitting out 3 years saying, I want to play, I want to play, I want to play, you don't care what day it's on and who's going to be there. Here's my chance. I'm going to go do it.
Yeah, he hasn't bitched about it. Other people have said it just shouldn't be on Saturday.
I would not complain if the Vikings picked him up.
Yeah, you guys need him, right?
Yeah, even though Google says Trevor Siemian is the perfect backup quarterback for the Vikings.
Oh.
I think they could do better.
Oh.
Well, you can always get a third stringer in there. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know who the third stringer is.
Yeah, of course you don't.
I should know that.
Right.
No,
you shouldn't.
No,
I don't.
Because that means your first stringer's hurt or sucky.
Right,
you know
who
your third stringer is.
I tried to stay awake last night, Petey, because they re-ran the Sunday night game on the NFL Network.
That he already knows the score.
So I wanted to see how, because Cowboys had a chance to win at the end there. And I wanted to see how they set themselves up. And I stayed up, and I stayed up, and then I fell asleep again. So
that's how it goes.
Still,
at the same spot.
So still,
right?
Don't tell Todd who won that game. Don't tell Todd who won the Cowboy Viking game.
No, watching the rerun, I learned I fell asleep like before halftime on Sunday. Because I didn't.
That's late, though.
I didn't remember the Cowboys catching him at the half.
Smoke pot.
It was tied at the half.
It was a long day, man.
Yeah.
It was a long day.
I know.
So I saw a lot of game that I didn't see, and then the part that I wanted to see, the closing part, because Dallas had a chance to win that game.
They
probably
did.
Should have won that game.
Could have, definitely could have.
Yeah, and then I nodded off, so I didn't see how that manifested
it's
itself.
Hard. I've never had so much problem staying awake on a Sunday. I'm just so damn tired.
Yeah.
You're using that button a lot.
Lately. This week. I'll do it more selective, but it's amazing how much that's going to come into play.
See, that's the trouble.
I know. It's a complete trouble.
It's too appropriate.
It's too appropriate. I'm working with potheads, and anytime you guys forget something, I will play that.
Did you just find that?
Puss and I both watched the Comiskey Method.
Oh.
And it just played it. It was just an episode a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
One of the episodes on Netflix, yeah.
What clip are we talking about?
Just
Don't smoke pot.
Don't smoke pot.
Yeah, just, oh, yeah, thanks. You got it.
See? I think only Todd's going to get mad at that. Because you guys are going to go with it. Because you guys are both stoned. You know, not now. You know.
Prove it. Don't prove it, actually. I don't want to go pee.
Well, there's a bunch of food over there. I'm proving it. Omaha Tap House. Thank you. Two locations. Josh Wolf later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.